previously on Two Jews and a Gay. Didn't Two Jews and a Gay get canceled? No, they didn't get canceled? Oh, they moved to Friday night. Okay, so they're not canceled. Oh, okay. Previously on Two Jews and a Gay.
Welcome to episode 28 and season 2 of Two Jews and a Gay. I'm your host, Brian Martinson, along with Jeremy Katz.
Brian, it is so good to hear your voice.
Oh, you heard it on Sunday, though. I was right there next to you. We were watching the games.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah. And, of course, Spencer Yasmin.
I can't believe our season 2 starts on Fox right next to that awful show, Dads.
Well, you know, we had some retooling. Executive producer Derek may no longer be with us.
Who?
But the good news is,
who?
We are executive producer Derek.
Oh, that prick DG. Okay, you said executive producer.
But the good news is, after this episode, we are only 71 episodes away from syndication, and that's really where the big money's made.
Cha-ching! Retirement.
CW. Yeah. Here we come.
So it has been a good solid month and a half since we all got together, and I specifically blame Jeremy for that because Jeremy has been the intrepid world traveler.
Second to that.
So Jeremy, whereabouts have you been, and why did you abandon us?
Yes, audience. So I first off, I apologize for the delay in a episode. This time it wasn't my internet. I'm very happy, and that is a reference to episode 8. So we've definitely moved along. No one gets that reference anymore. But me and
progress.
Dad, mom, progress, as Obama said. Has there been much progress, though, Brian?
In the podcast or in the nation? Because if talking about the nation, I mean, I'm taking all my money out of the bank and I'm stuffing it under the mattress because we are mere hours away from having a financial calamity caused.
You know,
Brian.
You know who called this for months? You know who called this
about? Todd?
You're damn right, Todd.
You did.
And my brother and my dad called him crazy. Maybe not so crazy anymore.
They're still crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely
crazy.
Well,
at least you got that world traveling in while the dollar still had some value. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. So so Dan Rosenbaum and I went to South Korea and Tokyo for about 2.5 weeks. We coined the trip the Pacific Rim Job. We thought it was very appropriate.
How delightfully clever.
You're boring me.
I gotta tell you, Brian, I love the bidets.
Really? I mean, I was quite surprised that they had them there. I didn't know. I thought that was more of a European thing, but I was not shocked that you would love them.
Spencer, have you ever used a bidet?
Todd's old apartment in Austin actually had one randomly, and Todd didn't know how to do it, so he told me . The first day, he just kind of, squatted over it, and, it just all shut up in his ass, and he's like, that's the last time I'm ever using it. But needless to say, when Todd told me he had tried it, I didn't want to use anything, have my butt touch anything that his butt had just touched.
So how do you – I've never actually used one myself. How do you, dry off after?
Well, it's not not as wet as you would think it would be. You kind of just give it a little pat. But the question I have, and I was going to ask you this, Brian, but since you never used it, is do you open or do you clench?
I mean, I would imagine how I would do it is I would probably spread the cheeks. I want that stream right in there. I want to get it, you know, eat me out clean.
Oof. And Spencer?
From my experience of getting a colonoscopy, I don't know. I was asleep. I have no clue.
Well, to continue, the trip was amazing. And in fact, guys, to be serious for a moment, I know we like to joke around, but in all seriousness, it actually was a life-changing trip. And the...
Did you hear that announcement?
No.
That sound, the siren.
No.
I mean, we all know what that siren means.
No.
But Brian, my life changed.
Jeremy, nobody gives a rat's ass about your life-changing experience. It's going to be just a matter of months before you're knee-deep into some Asian vagina anyway. So let's really get to the serious things and talk about what's on everyone's mind. An update on Spencer's wedding.
Oh. I mean, I don't know why that siren went off. It
went off because it's been months since we've had an update about your wedding.
And the wedding's still on, right?
Yeah, and that has more to do with the fact that it's been that long since we recorded anything. But still, you know, I think our loyal, you know, audience member is really interested in hearing about your wedding updates.
Was that member singular or plural?
After it's been this long, it is down to member.
Okay. Well, and Jeremy, just to answer your question, I think the wedding's still on, but her dad does ask me every time we hang out as a joke. He tries to play it off as a joke. He's like, wedding's still on? So there's definitely some takers that wouldn't mind seeing this thing come to an end.
I think that's not as much a question as a hope of his.
Yeah, after you met your family. He's like, oh, boy.
He's like, Spencer, you're a great guy, but goddamn, your dad is so freaking weird. I mean, can he stop mumbling? I know. I mean, not a lot's happened. I mean, I don't think this is a big deal, but we took wedding pictures, engagement pictures.
That is a big deal. Come on, that's the announcement.
It drove me crazy, okay? Our photographer is kind of – doesn't see the vision that I see. She made us go out to two different spots, the Arboretum, where it was 80 degrees and 100% humidity here in Texas. And I had to bring two different dress shirts with me, not because of the event that I might sweat, but
believe me, I did. And you needed to do a fashion?
Yes,
a costume change?
Corey brought, you know, dresses, changed in the bathroom. She's like, you need two different dress shirts so you can blend well with me. So, you know, we're in the grass. It's wet, uh-huh. And there's mosquitoes. And, you know, the worst part of this is, like I said, the vision of this photographer. On 100 of 500 of these pictures. So 20% of the pictures is her asking me to kiss Corey's forehead in the picture. Now, I love Corey, of course, right? We all know that. Come on. Yeah, my Dallas listeners. I know there's a couple of Dallas listeners. You know I love her. Come on, guys. Don't go saying shit that is not true, okay? All I'm saying is it's 100 degrees in humidity, 100% humidity, 8 degrees heat wave going on here in Texas. Her forehead is sweaty, okay? I don't want to kiss a sweaty forehead. And not only that, I'm kissing it, and I got to hold my lips there for 10 to 15 seconds.
Did they end up being chapped at the end because of all the salt, just extracting the moisture from your supple, smooth lips?
She did go and, you know, get her hair – she went to this place called Dry Bar to get her hair poofy.
What is up with women on Dry Bar?
I don't know, but
aside,
I think we should invest
here
in
L.A., it is just fucking taken off. Like, women spend how much money just to get a blow dryer run through their hair?
$40.
Like, I could do it for you for $5.
$40.
You don't have to spend like $50.
Brian, $40.
$40? That's outrageous to have your hair blow dried.
I agree. And so she did that, and then she also got her makeup done. So she had, like, you know, she doesn't usually wear a lot of makeup. She had a lot of makeup on, so I'm kissing a bunch of makeup.
She's a natural beauty, is that what you're saying?
She is a natural beauty. And she's like, am I creeping you out with all my makeup? I'm like, no.
Yes.
No, of course not. Okay. And so,
what other poses did you guys do then?
I mean, it was a lot of us walking, holding hands, looking out, like as if we're like about to walk off a cliff. I felt like we're walking towards the photographer, but we had to go real slow for the photographer. Even though it's like, can't you just take a bunch of pictures really fast? Why do I have to walk in slow motion? I don't understand that. So we had to walk really slow. Then we had to walk on this platform that was like shooting out water. So of course, I love that with my, as Nick would call it, my alligator looking shoes. I mean, those are nice shoes, you know. I got to get water on those. And then the one idea I had for the photographer was when we went to the park, I said, let's take a picture of Corey and I ordering ice cream cookie sandwiches from this food truck, which, by the way, I'm not saying for sure, but maybe we'll have at the wedding. And she just had this blank stare on her face. She couldn't understand, like, what I was trying to do, like, be slapstick funny. Like, I want that on maybe the save the dates. And, you know, every picture was just, like, this serious me kissing her cheek, me kissing her forehead. Why didn't she kiss my cheek? Why didn't she kiss my forehead?
Well, Spencer, let me ask you this, though. It sounds like, you know, you weren't crazy about the photographer during this process. Why did you guys pick her?
You know, you use this word "we" a lot, okay? It's Corey and Spencer Feldman proudly present Corey's wedding, okay? It's not Spencer. I'm not making any decisions here. Right, and the other issue. So this segues into my second wedding topic. Our wedding planner, who I don't think listens to the podcast. I hope she doesn't start listening after this episode because I'm about to come down on her hard.
Uh-oh.
Our wedding planner threatens to leave us.
What?
If we go with a particular florist, because she hasn't gone along with this florist in the past when she's worked with her.
And you're paying her for service, naturally.
We're paying her for service, but we're also paying for her so Corey will stop stressing out and making me stressed out, okay?
Yeah.
So it's a domino effect. Oh, Corey's stressed, so what do? We buy a wedding planner. We buy a wedding planner, so she'll stop being stressed, which in turn will make me less stressed.
Yeah.
The wedding planner then sends in an email, I'm sorry, Corey, if you really want to work with this florist, then I think it's best that I bow out of this wedding.
Wow.
Who does this? What kind of business decision is that?
So I take Corey's
freaking out.
Well, I mean,
there may be other explanations. Maybe this florist is very anti-gay, as an example. And she has made the decision not to work with this particular florist. So there may be like a reason why, other than just, you know, a good old fashioned catfight, as to why she's not happy with the florist.
Did you say she might be anti-gay? Is that what you said?
No, the florist might be anti-gay, and she may.
Brian, they have not seen our wedding list. They don't know that there's one gay guy that's invited to the wedding. They're not calling it off. And I don't think they can tell by the name that, you know, you're gay. It's not like a German cats, okay? If they're anti-Semitic, they're anti-Semitic. They see German cats, they're not coming.
Good night.
Well, yeah, because Yasmin is such a non-Jewish name.
It's very Russian, actually.
So, Spencer, was she freaking out then, Corey, obviously, when you got this email?
Yeah, Corey's like, I don't need this stress. And then I'm like, here we go, you know. You know, and keep in mind, we're paying this woman to not make our lives more difficult. So, you know,
so don't keep us in suspense, Spencer. What happened with the florist?
Well, basically, Corey worked it out with the wedding planner, and we're gonna go with a different florist. But it's just humorous that this wedding planner thinks it's professional of her industry to make threats like that to the people that pay you, your clientele. So Corey said, I'd rather have you than cause I'd rather work with you than if this is going to be such a big deal. But, I mean, my goodness, how embarrassing for this wedding planner. I mean, what was she hoping to accomplish by her making that kind of threat? Like, does she think we wouldn't go tell our friends that are going to get married in the future, hey, we got a great wedding planner for you. As long as you don't work with this florist, she won't walk out on you.
Well, Brian, do you think maybe it was a power play on her part?
No, I mean, I think we don't have enough information to really say why this florist was unacceptable to her. It could be that they just have gotten into really difficult situations and there's just an animosity there, and to make her life easier, which in turn will make Spencer and Corey's lives easier, maybe she just said, like, listen, I can't be your wedding planner if you're going with this florist because I've had a bad experience with them and I can't trust them to do the kind of job that I need them to do as a florist.
But you have to see the email. And like, to be fair, you can say all that to Corey, the bride-to-be, but you gotta realize, like, if she's in love with this florist, you make it work. It's your job to make it work. You know, if you're an attorney for someone, you might not like working with the other side, but you make it work for your client. And it was just it's amazing how dumb some Americans are, you know, and it actually quite explains it with this government lockdown we're currently having. So
Spencer,
once again, Todd, good job for calling it.
Just to recap real fast, guys, Spencer, you do not like the photographer. You guys don't see eye to eye. And you don't like
creativity.
The wedding planner.
Yeah, I was about to rip a new one into the wedding planner, and Corey said, "Please don't, please don't, please don't, Bob, please, 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 please."
And then, of course, Spencer backed off.
I did, because I was so stressed out.
Because you're a pussy.
No, I just don't care enough about it. I mean, like, I offer to take care of business. I said, enough of the emailing her back and forth. Let me get her on the phone, and I'll say, you're being unprofessional, and we don't need your services anymore. And Corey's like, no, please, 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 please. So I let her handle it, but, I mean, I think some people just like the drama in their life. You know, they like that stress. They don't want to admit it, but I think they kind of want that stress. It gets them through the day.
If her career is a wedding planner, you know how much stress is involved with weddings? I mean, she probably loves it.
Agreed.
No, she does, but I'm saying it's not fair to your bride. People hire wedding planners.
You're paying her for a service. Of course it's not fair.
Right.
It's extremely selfish and unprofessional.
Exactly. So, Jeremy, after you bang her at the wedding, I ask that you please tell her how unprofessional she was.
What does she look like?
She's pretty, you know, she's not bad. She's pretty cute.
Nice.
A little older, you know. Definitely like a – she used to be, I think, a lawyer or something, you know, but now she's doing this as a second
How
career.
How much older?
Early 40s.
Oh, that's right up Jeremy's alley.
There you go.
So long as the hips can move back and he doesn't have to, like, struggle to get the legs over the shoulders. I mean,
as long as she pays for Jeremy's cab ride back home.
Yeah. I mean, she probably makes more money than all three of us combined.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jesus.
That's never going to change, by the way.
Progress? What progress?
Fucking Obama.
Well, Spencer, since we are talking about wedding, I do want to let the audience know that Brian and I recently got an email from Spencer's best man, Todd, involving the bachelor party.
So really, the big question I have is...
He did it? Oh, man.
Lauren's not the best man?
Lauren is the fattest man. That's accurate.
I thought you would have had like a kind of Lord of the Flies kind of smackdown to determine who the best man was.
We might still do it at the bachelor party, you know. What people don't realize is I'm evaluating them for different roles in the wedding. Like, I got some people out here in Dallas. They have no idea. I'm evaluating them for the possibility of being maybe the last groomsman spot. So, you know, recently – did I lose you guys?
No, we're here.
Oh, I thought I heard a beep. Recently, you know, I'm just evaluating some people, and I'm taking notes in my head. Like, if they piss me off, I give them a strike. If they, you know, if they go and buy me a jack.
So where's Jeremy on this list right now? How many strikes are against him?
Well, you know, normally I would say none, but in the past when he goes on these trips, he's told me when he goes on these trips with Dan, he's like, Spencer, I would have told you. Forget about just inviting me. He would have told me that he was going on these trips. But unfortunately, he had a dream about me that Dan and I got in this huge fight. And so, therefore, he made a decision that he couldn't even tell me about it in the event that I might want to come. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that didn't happen on this Tokyo one, but I can only imagine it probably did.
It did. Of course it did. I had another dream. You guys were fighting, and I thought it was a mature thing to do is just not invite you at all, not even tell you about
it. Okay. Hold on one second. Let me get my pen. Two? Okay. Brian, you've had positive dreams about me, right?
I've had really satisfying dreams about you, Spencer.
Okay, wait. Brian, plus one. Okay.
Brian, moving on up.
I'm more than willing to try to earn that title as best man.
I will say, though, my mom has taken me to the side on two or three occasions and said, Spencer, you really need to have both your brothers up there as your best men. I'm like,
no,
oh, is that right?
No. No, you don't.
And I said to her, I go, is that right? Because if I recall, that imbecile Jared from Subway, Lorne, i.e. Lorne, made me his third usher at his wedding because it was
third
based on height
usher?
Order.
Usher.
Based on height.
Based on height?
Jesus.
And I said, well, if that's the case, I'm going to do mine on girth. And he's all the way in the back.
There you go. I love it. Spite.
It's good for the goose's head.
I completely disagree with your mom. You know, it is – you have the people up there who you have the closest relationship with. And in many cases, that's your brothers. And in many cases, it's not. And I don't think anyone should be forced to, you know, shoehorn relatives into a wedding party just because it's what's expected.
He will be in the wedding party. But as far as do I want that stench and that odor – in my nostrils for 45 minutes while the rabbi's speaking.
Is this
going
to be a religious ceremony?
Yeah, how long am I going to be standing for?
I mean, you think 45 minutes is that bad? How long was your brother's?
20 minutes Eric's wedding was bim bam boom. It was like what, like a 10 or 15 minute ceremony, and we were drinking. We were drinking five minutes after.
Yeah, the Jewish ceremonies are pretty quick. I mean, I think 45 by the time Corey does her walk down, Corey's a pretty slow walker, so I'm saying that's 15 minutes when she walks down.
Is the wedding going to be outdoors or indoors?
Oh, it's indoors. Come on, man, it's Texas,
and it's air conditioned.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're fine.
Oh, there's a little bit of hesitation there, Spencer. Is it air conditioned?
What? Of course it's air conditioned.
Okay, just checking. There's a little.
Did I just tell you about the sweaty forehead? I can't handle it. You know, I was thinking about having the rehearsal dinner at this one venue, and they told me it was going to be a brewery, like where they actually make the beer, not like a restaurant brewery. And the guy was like, yeah, we don't have air conditioning. I'm like, well, that's a big problem. He's like, well, what we can do is we can get these, like, jumbo-sized fans, you know, and I can get you a good deal on it. I'm like, I would have to pay for the fans? Like, do I make you pay to turn on the air conditioning too? So that one didn't work out either.
Do you have a venue selected now for the groom's dinner?
We do. We do. It's at the hotel where everybody's going to be staying at. So
beautiful.
It's wedding number one.
And what's the head count again?
Right now we're looking at about 225 to 250.
for the groom's dinner.
Very festive. Very festive.
Wow.
A lot of Feldmans, a lot of Whitemans, and a handful of Yasmins.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Maybe two or three Elkins.
And me.
And one Martinson.
Well, speaking of Martinson, Brian, you got invited to the bachelor party. It's big news.
I did get invited to the bachelor party. I'm excited. I've never been to Austin. It's going to be two trips to Texas in 1 month. That's going to be a lot of Texas for Brian.
I got a tan for you. Hell of a tan.
Really? Well, I'll be getting a tan in May?
Oh, yeah.
Texas?
It's brutal in May, Brian.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not brutal. It's not brutal. I mean, we're going to get toasty. We're going to get toasty on the water. But, yeah, I mean, I got to say, I'm a little worried, though. Like, the plan is to have this nice, like, 8-bedroom house right in the city, and then during the day we go out to the lake. Todd sends me a picture of the house he's targeting. I'm like, this looks great. I follow up with him after the email. I'm like, so you got the people, the numbers, other than Brian, who never responded, but you got most of the people. Are you ready to go get that house? He's like, oh, I'll get around to it. So let's not hold our breath, people, because knowing Todd, that house will be long gone by the time, and we'll all be staying at La Quinta Inn, I believe.
Convey to Todd that I do plan on coming to the
Why didn't you respond? Are you not going?
Because I read the email, and he did make it sound like responding was required. It was because he specifically said in the email, this isn't the official invite. This is – I don't need – I just – need to get an idea
of who
can or can't make it for sure.
Yeah,
and
so
I can make it, but I can't not make it. So I didn't really think I had to respond, but if I need to respond, I'll respond.
Spencer, it's a tracking point from Brian.
hold on a second. -2 for that one. That was brutal. I mean, even Jeremy responded from Tokyo, Brian.
Yeah, I did.
You know, he acknowledged.
I had a lot going on that week. I was managing Jeremy's fantasy league in his other fantasy league. It was a lot of stress.
Oh, man.
I understand. Fantasy football is more important. Well, hold on a second. -3. You're not even going to make it. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work, Brian.
Hello, America.
Hey, this is Aaron with your State of America address. Now, normally I would talk about something important going on with America or the world with these addresses, but I can't do that tonight. Something is bothering me that I'm just going to rant to you guys about. Johnny fucking football. Who the fuck does this guy think he is showing up in Austin, Texas at the University of Texas at a UT fraternity party? This guy is the quarterback for Texas A&M. He doesn't belong in Travis County. He doesn't belong in Austin. He certainly doesn't belong at the University of Texas, and he definitely doesn't belong at a University of Texas fraternity house for a party. This guy needs to get out of the Austin and go back to fucking College Station and never come back. This guy is so fucking full of himself to show up at Austin, in Austin like that, a fraternity party. It pisses me off because he's such a fucking idiot. Get the fuck out of Austin, Johnny Football. Well, guys, that's all I got for you tonight. See you soon.
And we're back. And we really do actually want to take this time to talk to Jeremy about his trip. So, Jeremy, why don't you – you were about to mention your life-changing experience. Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously in Tokyo, honestly, guys, I met this one guy, and the advice he gave me literally has changed my life. Basically,
let's just cut the crap. Spencer and I just both really want to know, who thought you were gay this time?
Why do you guys say that?
Because every time you go out with Dan, every time you travel with Dan, it's like you two are, you know, one set of knee pads away from going down on each other.
Now, I'm not disagreeing that people tend to think Dan and I are gay, but, you know, I'm a little offended you asked that question.
But you're not denying it, though.
You're not denying it, but you can be a little offended, but it'd still be the truth.
All right, because I'm an honest guy. A girl did ask if I was gay.
Now, was this a girl that you were hitting on?
Well, I wasn't not hitting on her.
Would you have slept with her?
Oh, hands down.
Here's the thing.
What I was going to ask is, did she come out and say you're gay after you hit on her, or is this prior to the hitting on? Just be like, she just glanced at you, sorry your mannerisms, sorry how you were just talking, and it was just like, oh, that boy's a fruitcake. Or was it after you tried to come on to her, you know, that she it dawned on her that this guy might not be playing on the right team?
We were hanging out with her for a few hours, and we were at a club, we were dancing, and there's a bunch of girls there, and we're talking, we're mingling. Oh. And I was, you know, kind of took a back seat for a minute to kind of, you know, catch my breath. I was very, very sweaty, very sweaty. And she came up to me.
As sweaty as Spencer at the photo shoot?
Oh, as sweaty. It was hot. And she comes up to me and she's, you know, very frankly just says, can I ask you, are you gay? So
I'm not going to lie, Jeremy. I mean, that does not sound good in the sense that you were hanging out with her for a couple of hours. You were mingling, interacting with her and her friends. And then it just – that's the first question that she comes up to ask you?
Well, Brian, do I give a gay vibe?
Yeah.
Jeremy, Brian, take out the gay armor fast.
You know the story. Like, there have been women who have met us all as a group. And I'm the guy who they think is straight.
Superfan Chelsea.
Superfan Chelsea. Here's my counter question to you, though. Why did you not play this up? There's a lot of women who have come to me and have been like, you know, you're gay. I'm kind of curious. You know, you've never been with a woman. I've never been with a gay man. Let's see if we can't make some magic happen. You could have played this up, and you could have maybe had slept with her. And, you know, obviously she would have been horribly disappointed with your performance. And she would have just naturally assumed that because you're gay. But what she doesn't know is that all women are generally pretty disappointed with your sexual performance.
But the other possibility is he does go that route, and then she's like, I got a gay friend for you. You got to meet him. And then Jeremy's got to play that up the rest of the night. But the question is, why would Jeremy play that up all night,
to get into a hot girl's pants?
All I know is I really regret telling you guys earlier how much I like the bidet.
Here's a question, though, Jeremy. Would you suck a dick to get into a hot girl's pants?
No.
Oh, dear
never.
God.
Come on.
What if she's like, who's the, like, it's Kerry Washington.
You son of a bitch.
So many people, like, have sent me emails and Facebook posts regarding Kerry Washington. Like, it has nothing to do with me. It's just, if Kerry Washington's in a headline, people just send me that link.
But you didn't answer the question, Jeremy.
What was the question?
If Kerry Washington was in your bed, be like, I really want to have sex with you, Jeremy, but I really need you to suck this guy's dick.
Not any guy. Nami Asamoah, her new husband.
Oh, God, he's so horrible.
That is going to be a mouthful of dick.
Washed up dick, that's what that is.
There you go. Yeah, stick it to him.
No, but, you know, it's interesting. And obviously, you know, Brian's been around me a bunch when that's happened, and people thought that about me. But hey, you know what? I'll take it.
I would say it's because you dress well, but you really don't.
All right, it's enough of the digs at me. Can we go back to Spencer? I like when you're giving Spencer the digs.
Well, Brian, let me ask you real fast. Would you have sex with a woman to get to the man of your dreams?
Oh, yeah.
But I thought vagina kind of scares you. I thought you've said
yeah,
that
but if he's in the room and I'm like blowing him and she's just like grinding on my
easy,
dick
easy.
A little bit. Like,
we don't need the specifics. I'm just asking the standard question. Okay.
Yes.
It's a scantron.
If the guy was like the guy of my dreams, you know, whatever flavor that is this particular month, yes, I would do that.
Would you sleep with Joel to get to another guy?
Joel and I are I can't go there with Joel. Like, Joel and I are like one of the few gay friends that we've never had sex, we've never seen each other naked, so we have this like kind of frank honesty that we have with each other where we can tell each other like that those clothes look great on you. Makes your ass look great. And it's not weird because it's not like, oh, Joe also wears that I secretly want in his ass or vice versa.
Why have we never had these conversations before?
I feel like we have.
No clothes that you guys could put on your pants would make your asses look good.
I think we kind of nod at each other sometimes when we both think we're dressing well. We're like, we kind of talk to each other in our heads. We're like, good job. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I've seen you dress in Vegas, Spencer. You need to step it up a notch.
Spencer's going to be married soon, so Court will be dressing him. You know, you're going to start tucking in your shirt and your jeans. You know you are.
And I'm going to have those khaki shorts that go way above my knee.
Yeah, a lot of leg.
I hate that. Preppies. Man, it's just like the Socias back in The Outsiders. Ugh, I'm a greaser.
No episode of Two Jews and a Gay could be complete without a little Dirty Talk Hollywood with Jeremy Katz. Jeremy, take it away.
First headline.
Oh, I've missed that.
Since it's fall season and all of our favorite TV shows are back on air, I'll be focusing on TV for the next few editions of Dirty Talk Hollywood. This week, we're going to talk about guilty pleasures and which shows we watch that we hate to admit. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you first, what is your guilty pleasure TV show?
I have two.
Oh.
One is a general genre of TV shows on Bravo, the Real Housewives franchise. I know, Jeremy, you're more of a fan of New Jersey, but I think all the Housewives, with the exception of Miami, have some merit and some entertainment.
Jersey, I think, is actually one of the best shows on TV, period.
Well, because it's a family drama.
It's
more real. The other, which I... Season 1, I loved because it was an amazing show and had such promise. And Season 2 was kind of in the shitter. And I'm hopeful that Season 3 can rebound. But Revenge on ABC was one of my guilty pleasures. Like, Madeline Stowe can do no wrong. She is the queen ice bitch that we all know and love.
What is up with all the shows on ABC? It's Revenge, Scandal, Deception, Conniving, Sinister. Why don't they just combine them all into one?
Well, isn't the whole premise of Revenge is that essentially she's trying to get revenge?
So yes.
She's still trying to get revenge?
She's still trying to get revenge.
What's taking so long?
Yeah,
well, you know what they say, revenge the dish best served cold.
Oh. All right, Spencer, your turn. What are your guilty pleasure TV shows?
Well, I look at it over the lifetime of my relationship with Corey. The last couple of years, it's been classics like Gossip Girl.
Oh, God.
FYI, Dan is Gossip Girl. Major letdown.
Come on.
Now 2-0.
You should have said spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now 2-0, which got canned last season.
The
but
new one.
To be honest, the new one. Yeah. I used to love the old one. Who did it? That's not a guilty secret. And now these days, I mean, look, I don't watch it. Okay. But like before we got on today, I have to because it's on Thursday nights. I'm in the vicinity of it. I have to keep myself interested, so I'll say what happened, okay. Who do you think is going to win.
Yeah.
Project Runway is currently what I have to occasionally
I'm watching it right now. I'm not watching it right now, but I'm watching this season. Do not tell me who wins. I don't want to know who wins.
Let's just say the deaf guy is looking good.
Such an asshole.
But,
like 10 seasons?
11 now.
Jesus.
And then, in the past couple of years, I've watched So You Think You Can Dance. Let me tell you something. These people can't dance, okay? I can dance. I don't know why these people get on the show, and they're not – they just don't – they lack movement. I don't understand what the big fuss is with all of them.
Brian, how far do you think Spencer would go on So You Think You Can Dance?
I think he would be one of those people who are shown on stage as the comic entertainment before they, you know.
You're talking about the Asian guy on the Asian guy?
Yeah. You'd be like the Hung from American Idol.
I'm the Asian guy from American Idol?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
William Hung, yeah.
And my other guilty pleasure, but I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure, Jeremy, because you watch it too,
oh,
Total Divas. I mean, come on. That's freaking amazing.
That's a great segue because that is actually my guilty pleasure show, and for those that don't watch Total Divas, Spencer, do you want to explain what it is?
It's an amazing show. I'm glad you asked. It takes the real life, and I say real life with no quotations, the real life of the female WWE superstars and show you what goes on behind the scenes. And we get into their dating life with other wrestlers such as the Dr. Thugonomics, John Cena.
Jesus Christ.
And Daniel
Bryan. I'm really
Bryan.
Close to hitting the buzzer here, guys.
It's
but
Hollywood,
but you know what? Their rivalries, Jeremy and Brian, their rivalries aren't just on the mat. They're also behind the mat, too, behind the scenes. These girls are bitter enemies to get to the top of the industry. Yeah. An instant classic.
It's Brian, I mean, I kind of want you to watch the show with us just to get your reaction, but it's just apparently professional wrestlers love dating each other. So it's a...
Jeremy, I have a question. Do you think someone like Brian, who's never watched it before, like wrestling before, do you think like he would catch on that it's like clearly like over the top fake? Like we all know that like most reality shows have some form of fakeness to it, scripted. Do you think like the common person would watch that and be like, I can't believe Brie Bella, what she's going through. You know, like, do you think they would catch on that, like, oh, this is over the top, scripted?
It makes the Kardashians feel like a documentary. I mean, that's how clearly fake it is. But you told me you watched with Corey, right?
Corey did watch a couple episodes. She is not a fan of Natalia. She thinks Natalia gets bossed around by Tyson Kidd, also known as TJ Kidd. she just has no respect for women that don't take care of themselves in a relationship.
Well, there you go, audience. Three manly men watching very, very feminine TV shows. All right. Next headline.
Wait, we didn't hear yours.
No, I said Total Divas.
I thought
you were distracted because Seattle got an interception.
No, I was distracted by the Total Divas talk.
That's 2 points for me.
I thought that was Spencer's.
No, I said that's a good segue because that's my favorite show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
By the way, Jeremy, who's your favorite on Total Divas, real fast?
Probably JoJo.
Oh God. You know who she's dating now? Oof, the Viper.
Oh God. You know, apparently, What's-Her-Face had a horrible match when I was out of town.
Who?
The redhead.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. They didn't even let JoJo in the ring.
Why is she even on the... there?
It was a triple tag match, and JoJo never even got in the ring. The redhead's terrible. She can't... She reminds me of Kim Kardashian. You look at her, and you're like, wow, this is a pretty beautiful woman. But then you think about the curves and everything, and then you find out, like, oh, they... Like, remember Kim Kardashian went on Dance with the Stars? Mm-hmm. And you would have thought she'd be a great dancer. I think she got eliminated, like, right away. No movement with that girl. Right, Brian?
I agree. No movement. No movement on Kim Kardashian's ass.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
No, we're including that all in the podcast, by the way.
Next headline. In one of the biggest TV drama deals this season, after a bidding war, Fox has landed the new show, Gotham. The show explores...
Gotham.
Gotham. Spencer?
I'm intrigued. Okay. Please continue.
Please, yes. The show explores the origin stories of Spencer Yasmin's favorite, Commissioner James Gordon, and the villains,
yes!
and the villains who made Gotham City famous. Now, in Gotham, Gordon is still a detective with the Gotham City Police Department and has yet to meet Batman, who will not be part of the series. Are you excited for the show, or will it fall flat?
Well, you know, originally, this is actually the first time I'm hearing about this, because, of course, I don't listen to anything unless Jeremy tells me about Hollywood. But I have to say, when I heard an original idea about this during the summer, it was like kind of mentioned that it would be about the Gotham police as they're solving crimes with Batman in the backdrop. Like, you would never really see Batman, but he was in the backdrop. So this is an interesting angle they're taking, that instead they're saying it's kind of like a prequel to Batman, I presume is what you're saying, that he's not even existent at this point?
I don't know if that's the case, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I assume they're not going to have villains like the Joker or the Riddler, but it's...
Well, no, of course. But like, when I originally read this idea last year, they were kind of hinting that it would be like what it's like for the officers of Gotham to solve crimes while in the backdrop there's always Batman. They're kind of like... there's like a bitter, you know, like a bittersweet relationship there, because they're kind of like feeling like Batman's stealing their thunder. Like, in no way would I want... I feel like you could do the show with the premise that Batman exists, but you could also not have him in the show. But this sounds like they're not even having him. They're just going with James Gordon as like growing, you know, as he blossoms into his eventual role as commissioner. Sounds interesting. I mean, I would definitely give it a watch.
Brian.
Here's my concern is the whole reason for Batman is because the Gotham police can't fucking do their jobs. mean, really. The only reason you need a vigilante is because crime is rampant in Gotham. So how compelling of a show can it be watching a police department slowly, you know, self-destruct?
Well, here's an idea. They're not going to do it, but here's an idea. What if they did it, like, post where the movie left off, where, like, Batman's no longer in Gotham? Like, he already was there, and then everything unfolded, and, like, the belief is he died for saving Gotham, or he just retired and they never saw him again. But there's still, you know, mob bosses are coming back, and there's always, like, some type of vigilante out there with the premise that it's, like, a new Batman, but you never really, you know, kind of like a Batman Beyond character. I think that'd be kind of interesting, still seen from the Gotham police's eyes.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction, boys. This show will be canceled after one season.
Really?
No one wants to see.
But what about that Agents of? What about that Shield show? That's like doing well, isn't it?
It's doing well, but Marvel's also hot right now. But no one wants to see a show about Jimmy Olsen. At the end of the day, people will watch the first two episodes. If it's well written and well acted, yeah, maybe it'll do all right. But at the end of the day, no one wants to see a show about Gordon. Come on.
I think Gordon is one of those rare exceptions in a superhero world, where he's actually a very compelling human being in that type of environment.
You're saying that because of the Christopher Nolan movies. Take that away.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree that, like, it has to be the right actor and it has to be good writing. I'm just saying, like, even in the comics, Commissioner Gordon was, like, he works side by side with Batman. It's not like the old movies where he's just like, hey, Batman, there's a new villain in town. He's called Mr. Freeze. Go look into it. It's not like he actually had a brain in the comics and in, like, the old, you know, cartoon show. So it all depends on the writing. If it's, like, piss-poor writing, then it'll doom itself.
Yeah, I'm not really all that excited about this. How do you have a show about Gotham without Batman is kind of the question I think most people will be asking.
Spencer, Project Runway, really?
Yeah. The deaf guy, I think the deaf guy's going to win, Brian.
That's Dirty Talk Hollywood.
Thank you, Jeremy. Well, it has been a shaky first episode.
The critics are saying rock bottom.
Oh, man.
But, you know, it has been our first episode back in the new season, and we're all excited to be back. Spencer, any last thoughts before we sign off?
No, I think I actually have to go take some more wedding pictures, only this time it's me in lingerie. Usually the bride does these pictures, but I've been asked to do it, so.
Did you wax?
A baby never tells.
And on that disturbing mental image, for Jeremy Katz and Spencer Yasmin, I'm Brian Martinson, and we will catch you
Spencer
next
Yasmin?
Time.
Was that Spencer Yasmin?
I always pronounce your name correctly.
Okay.
Next headline. Boys, in one of the biggest TV drama deals this season, after a bidding war, Fox has landed Gotham.
What?
Gotham, man. You slobbered that one.
I know, I really did. My mouth
What's
is
Gotham?
So I need some like,
What's
water.
Gotham?
So drunk.
What's Gotham?
She got to do the shaky.
The critics are calling for new writers.
It's been a while since we recorded. Oh.
So what's Gotham?
Should critics say this season? The critics are going to come after us.
Just like Seinfeld, two Jews and a gay didn't know when to end it.
Dig it, Seinfeld.
I liked it. Critic is saying, I couldn't even make it through 10 minutes of this episode before turning it off. Awful. I love that you're laughing as you say it. All right, then.
Just take a headline.
Two Jews and a Gay, welcome to CW. That's where you're headed.